Good morning. US shares improved on Friday. We had the Dow Jones, the S&P 500 and the Nasdaq up by between 0.5% to 0.75%. It made it the best week for American stocks since November last year. Shares up in the order of 3.8% over the past 5 days. But also, it keeps the S&P 500 not only at five-month highs, but just 3.5% away from hitting record highs hit in September last year. What seemed to help most as far as stocks and an industry that drove the market higher was certainly tech stocks. Apple and Microsoft had very strong performances last week. But also on Friday, there were reports from China's state-run news agency Xinhua that Washington and Beijing were making substantive progress on trade talks, and also that China's determined to continue with larger tax cuts. Now, what kept markets a bit more volatile than usual and volumes quite elevated was a phenomenon called quadruple witching. This is when stock and index futures and options all expire at the same time. It only happens 4 times a year, so that certainly added to the volatility a touch. As far as stocks that made headlines on Friday, we had computer chip makers certainly up there. Broadcom in particular led that the industry higher. It rose 8%. And this is a $160 billion chip maker. It basically released some better profit results, but what seems to encourage some of its peers were comments from the chief executive. The CEO basically said that perhaps the company's and downturn, the industry's downturn, has reached its bottom. So that's all. Companies like AMD and Intel rise quite strongly by as much as 2%. Boeing up 1.5% on Friday, one of the best as well. But of course, over the week, it fell 10% following the crash in Ethiopia last Sunday. One of the worst was Tesla, which fell 5%. This is after the underwhelming launch of its new Model Y electric vehicle. What seemed to disappoint some analysts were basically the production timeline. It expects to start production in late 2020, but also is demanding a greater deposit from those wanting to secure orders as well. So that could hurt order numbers. The Aussie market today is set for a slightly better start, with SPY futures up 35 points or 0.5%. That would actually make it just the second improvement in 7 days. So about 2 weeks ago, the market hit a six-month high, but since then has certainly lacked a bit of momentum. There's no economic news locally or in the region to move the needle today. Commodity prices were mostly lower, though, with iron ore in particular down 1%, but oil also took a little bit of a hit. It's going to be a busy week ahead. In focus will be Brexit, with a key vote taking place in coming days in the House of Commons again. You've got the Federal Reserve and the Bank of England both meeting for interest rate decisions, both likely to keep rates on hold. We've got an update as well on jobs growth in Australia later this week. The Aussie dollar, 70.8 US.